Meet Claude, the AI assistant by Anthropic. Claude can help with any project, from brainstorming your campaign to building software. Just share the context, and Claude brings expert-level results to every task. Join teams around the world already working with Claude. Learn more at anthropic.com/team.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, July 12th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. NATO is funding startups that build technology to protect critical infrastructure from cyber attacks. We'll tell you about the program and some of the problems they're aiming to solve. And a scientist and serial entrepreneur with a background in cement and food packaging has plans for a clean energy revolution. Simon Hodson says he's designed technology that can turn coal into clean-burning hydrogen and synthetic graphite without carbon emissions. But some scientists are skeptical. We'll tell you about the claims, the man behind them, and the celebrity making a big bet on this project. But first, NATO is for the first time subsidizing early-stage companies working on energy cybersecurity and secure communication systems. It comes as heads of state and government agencies are increasingly warning about cybersecurity threats to power grids and other critical infrastructure. Here to tell us more is WSJ Pro cybersecurity reporter Catherine Stupp. So Catherine, NATO launched a program late last year known as the Defense Innovation Accelerator for the North Atlantic, or DIANA, a little bit easier to say. How were the startups selected and what funding are they being provided with?
So for this first cohort, the DIANA program got over 1,300 applications. They selected 44 startups, so there was pretty tough competition. And they only picked companies working on a few focus areas that the program wanted to work on this time. So those were energy resilience, secure information sharing, and climate surveillance. And each one got about $100,000, a little more, in funding, in addition to some coaching that they got through the program. And then they could apply for extra funding to do really specific cybersecurity testing. And a small group of these startups are actually going to be selected. They haven't been picked yet, but they're going to go on to a second phase of the program, and then they'll actually get extra money from NATO.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What happens next?
In this six-month program, which only just finished pretty recently, the startups went through kind of a boot camp with coaching and training sessions that covered topics that included cybersecurity and also things like corporate governance and basic things about how to run a business. And a few of the people who work for the startups that were selected and who participated said that what was really important was that they met a lot of people through this program who work in critical infrastructure companies like energy providers or people who work for militaries for NATO member countries. And that was really valuable to them as they're developing their technologies because these are people who they hope will use their products.
All right. Can you tell us about one of the companies that was selected?
Sure. So one of the startups that I covered in this story is called Goldilock. It's a startup that's based in the UK. And they make a piece of technology that's a small piece of hardware, and it's essentially a kill switch for critical infrastructure operators, so energy companies, water facilities. And this kill switch could help them to quickly shut down their systems if they suspect that they have been hacked and they want to stop that cyber attack from spreading and affecting all of their systems. And right now, these industrial systems usually don't have a quick and easy button that someone can just press to shut down, which means employees actually need to physically go and pull out cables manually if there's an emergency situation like a cyber attack.
That was our reporter, Catherine Stupp. Coming up, an entrepreneur is planning a clean energy revolution in a West Virginia coal-fired power plant. Some scientists are skeptical. We'll have that story after the break.
Claude by Anthropic is generative AI for everyone. Claude 3.5 Sonnet offers groundbreaking intelligence at a price point that works for heavy-duty tasks. Join thousands of enterprises using Anthropic to stay at the frontier of AI. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Scientist and entrepreneur Simon Hodson says he's designed technology that can turn coal into clean-burning hydrogen without emitting any greenhouse gases. And that hydrogen could run old coal-fired power plants. That's something that's never been done before. The Clean Energy Project has attracted support from a celebrity motivational speaker and the state of West Virginia. But can the technology really work? And what would it mean if it does? Our reporter Scott Patterson is here with more on this story. Scott, Hodson's company is called Omnis. How is the technology supposed to work?
The core of it is that they claim to be able to generate incredibly high heat, as high as 5,500 degrees Fahrenheit, which is something like half the temperature of the surface of the sun. And the claim is that gives the ability to create really high quality carbon products like synthetic graphite, which would be pretty valuable. And then at the same time, they're creating hydrogen, and they're doing this by essentially vaporizing coal. And out of that, you get carbon products like graphite and hydrogen. And what they're saying they can do is take that hydrogen and use it to run a power plant with no emissions. And that's something that's never been done ever in the world. So it's quite an amazing, startling claim that they still have to prove.
Have we seen a successful demonstration of the tech?
No, we haven't. And we've been talking to the company for months about that. And they've had some delays. They say that there's been some supply chain issues that have pushed back the demonstrations.
So the company says it can produce hydrogen. It also says it will produce synthetic graphite. Why could producing energy in graphite like this be so important to the U.S. if it works?
Well, what they're claiming is, you know, because of this high heat process, they're able to produce hydrogen a lot more cheaply than anybody else has in the world. It costs about $5,000 to produce a metric ton of hydrogen, and they're saying they can do it for $18. We still don't really know how that's possible, but it's possible that it's because they're going to be producing so much graphite that subsidizes the production of the hydrogen. But one of the sticking points is that the amount of graphite that they say they're capable of producing is far and above what is the current global production and demand for graphite.
What's the significance of having so much graphite?
Graphite is one of the main components of rechargeable batteries, electric vehicle batteries. And currently, pretty much all the synthetic graphite in the world comes out of China. So having a domestic supply of graphite would be a big boon for battery makers in the United States and electric vehicle makers. There would be demand for it, but it's what they're saying they could do. And they're also, their longer term plans are to do this at multiple power plants, hundreds potentially. So you would basically have suddenly an avalanche of graphite. And, you know, the company talks about there would be new uses for it, including using it on roads and buildings and furniture, power lines. So what they're envisioning in a way is a whole new economy of graphite that doesn't currently exist.
Tell us about Omnis's founder, Simon Hodson. What's his background?
Simon has a background as a material scientist. He's, you know, originally was working in cement, following the footsteps of his father. He founded a company to produce environmentally clean food packaging products that, you know, they were going to sell food packages to McDonald's. That ended up not working out and it went bankrupt. And then later on, he started working with this high temperature process to produce various products out of coal. And he opened up a facility in Pennsylvania and they started experimenting with this technology. And that's where Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker, steps in. Is in 2022, he visited that plant and saw what they were doing. And Simon told him that it had a lot of other potential applications like this hydrogen graphite production capabilities, which is what they're pursuing in West Virginia.
And you reported that soon after that visit, Tony Robbins lent Hodson nearly $200 million to develop the potentially breakthrough technology. They took over a defunct coal-fired power plant in West Virginia for the business. What have state officials in West Virginia said about the project?
West Virginia officials are quite excited about it because it kind of is the best of both worlds for them. It's ostensibly green. They say it doesn't have greenhouse gas emissions. That remains for us a bit of a puzzle how that really works, but that's what they say. And it uses a lot of coal. They get to run, in theory, green, clean energy power plants and consume coal. And that's quite attractive to West Virginia politicians. And West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has said a lot of good things about this company.
What are some of the scientific and technological concerns around what Omnis is claiming to be able to do?
Yeah, well, it's an experimental technology. They're saying they can do something that no one else has been able to do, like several things, you know, one of which is running machinery at 5,500 degrees continuously over long periods of time. That's something that, as far as we know, hasn't been done, because when you run that high heat, it starts to tear apart the materials of the equipment. We're also not clear on how the technology is zero greenhouse gas emission, because they will be burning fossil fuels like natural gas to achieve this heat. We've had conversations with the company about that. They basically say that's proprietary. There's also questions about the business model, the price they put on the cost of production of hydrogen. We don't really understand how that works. It remains to be seen.
What has Omnis said about some of these concerns?
Omnis says that the demonstration of the technology is going to answer all the questions. Simon Hodson, he expresses a lot of confidence in the technology. He concedes maybe it won't work as planned, but he remains very optimistic.
All right, that was our reporter, Scott Patterson. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang. I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Catherine Millsop. Our development producer is Aisha Al-Muslim. Scott Salloway and Chris Sinsley are the deputy editors, and Philana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
Claude by Anthropic is AI for everyone. The latest model, Claude 3.5 Sonnet, offers groundbreaking intelligence at a price that works for heavy-duty tasks. Claude Sonnet can generate code, help with writing, and reason through hard problems better than any model before, pushing the limits of what your business can accomplish with AI. Join the thousands of businesses that choose Anthropic to stay at the frontier of AI. Discover how Claude can transform your business at anthropic.com/Claude.